as yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Good morning, everybody. Today, who's going to be starring in that Anna Nicole Smith telly movie? Who's going to be starring in the Mercedes Corby telly movie?
That's what we're
talking. Who's going to be starring in the Richard Marsland telly movie? These are the questions we'll tackle.
Victims of non-delicious fillers, Tone.
Oh, are we going to be taking them down?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be supporting them.
Supporting them,
we're
Tone.
We're behind those victims. Your all-you-can-eat connection. Get this. Blatant misnomers, plenty of them as always. Cal Wilson's dropping by for a bit of craft.
Great. Batman's real and has been cited.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, good news.
That's going to be coming up. We'll rank our favourite Stilnox side effects. So we're coming up on the salubrious Friday edition of Get This, broadcasting live from the wonderful West Excelsior Studios here at Triple M.
To see, you know, basically third world conditions behind that door is just an outrage.
Floors covered in debris, dust and synthetic fibres and dodgy wiring.
Thank you, the Chisels. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Let's get this around the nation. It's another 2 hours of...
pure humbug.
That's what we've got for you today. Myself, Tony Martin. Ed Cavalli's here.
Hello.
That's what he wanted.
Excited to be here, Tone.
I can see that.
Very excited to be here.
You're on the ugly Dave Gray spray.
Am I what?
works
a treat for the weekend.
That's a classy old beginning.
And Richard Marsland pushing buttons.
Yeah, of course.
If you're doing something different, so will I.
On the sizzle.
Yeah.
Constant sizzle.
On the sizzle.
In Richard Marsland's world.
Burning away the band T-shirt right off his back.
After we had such a classy program yesterday, too, with my sister here and string quartet guitar. Diver, Leah, Harriet.
Pretty hot, that quartet.
Yes, I didn't thank them at the end of the show. Leah, Harriet and Anna. I don't know if I should be condoning that sort of
talk. Talking about a sister, man.
No, the other three.
Yeah, it's the other three.
Yeah.
Okay. Kerry, lovely to have you here. Other three.
I'm not allowed to talk about what they're doing.
I know, it's ridiculous.
We will be next week, can't we, Nikki?
Yes.
They're doing something on the telly, but it's all under wraps.
Do you reckon it'll be disappointing once people actually find out?
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. It sounds really interesting.
It's poised to be really disappointing.
They're opening Carrie Ann. There, I said it.
They're not doing that. We've been receiving a lot of correspondence. You mentioned Ugly Dave.
Yeah.
You mentioned Carrie Ann. What about Pete Smith?
Oh, yes.
People are saying, when is Pete Smith coming on your show?
Yeah.
I've heard from a number of people, including...
Who we got?
Kel, Barbie, Cy, Team Sanchez, the Indooroopilly front-end loaders, and someone claiming to be Nash Kato.
Hang on.
Claiming that there should be more Pete Smith on the show.
Yeah.
We've been working with Pete since 1990, the D-Generation people, then myself and Mick Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
He was in on the show last year. He keeps on going. He's the longest-serving employee, the least-boned employee at Channel 9.
What's his job now, though?
Oh, he's sort of just, a kind of Huggy Bear figure.
Oh, that's nice.
Just sort of swanning about the corridors in flared pants, offering advice and...
working the room.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does.
Uncle Pete being a friend to all those who need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done some mad stuff with him over the years. We've had him doing pretty much everything. Do you want to hear something from the archives?
Yeah.
Here's Pete Smith.
What year are we talking?
Oh, this is about... I had to cut out a Monica Lewinsky joke. So that's the error it's from.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Irrational Pete, and all this week at Irrational Pete's Discount Bargain Emporium Warehouse, our prices have begun to behave in a completely irrational manner. Noises like that are exploding in my head, and I'm passing the savings on to you. Wenkyo digital mobile phones. A crazy low shelf prevents me from reading the price, but I'll bet it's bloody cheap. Knobstream vacuum cleaners. A steal at half the price, but sadly not here. New Giver One Miracoil mattresses are walking out the door, but then again, I'm off my nut. Stiff, you like, impotency treatments. Shouldn't even be in this commercial. I'm just making up product names to amuse myself. The new Ford Viagra. Butt Steam Computer Systems. I can't believe it's not kosher. But I digress. As I was saying, I'm Irrational Pete, and all this week at each of my city stores, a mysterious fire will destroy...
Pete.
Music! Not that music.
Why don't you use it?
All that. Let's have something completely irrational. Top this, Michael Flatley, you great mincing tosspot. Oh, sorry. So come to Irrational Pete's Discount Bargain Emporium Warehouse, where all this week our prices are jumping out the window, and so is the proprietor.
That's better.
Irrational Pete's Discount Bargain Emporium Warehouse. Three convenient locations, 15 more that just aren't worth the trouble.
Oh, look. Why can't Knobstream Vacuum Cleaners sponsor our program?
I want a butt steam.
Yeah. Now the you had to do was take out a Monica Lewinsky joke to make it current.
Yeah.
Jokes about Michael Flatley and brand new digital mobile phones.
Yeah.
They're all fine, aren't they?
I didn't want to lose him calling Michael Flatley
a mincing tosspot. Hey, take that, Flatley. I like that. 13 years on. The Ford Viagra. We opened the show with the same sound effect.
I've actually moved on. When I found that in the archives, I found a blooper from the recording session.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Check this out.
So what is it, stiff you like?
I have a product called Spun You Like.
Oh, is it all right? Okay, that's right. I'll stop laughing, man. All right.
You'll be right.
You're on. Stiff you like impotency treatments. I'm only just trying this. Impotency. Stiff you like impotency treatments shouldn't even be in this commercial. I'm just hitting too hard on the stiff you like, I think. All right, here we go. Stiff you like.
I'll look over here.
You should be interstate.
There you go. We'll have to get Pete in live.
Yeah.
So good.
When are those Logies on? Are they persisting with them this year, Nikki?
I think everyone's up as well.
All right. We'll get Pete
voting
in for
forms.
Our Logie show. Mm. Hey, shall we move into this century?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that next. And that's Avril Lavigne here at Triple M. Get this around the nation. That's got a very sudden ending, Mr.
I don't like that at all.
Is that a cold ending, Rich?
I think it is. Well, it's a sustained followed by a cold.
It was sustained followed by cold.
Yeah. You know what was interesting? I called the station the other day and I called reception to be put through to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That song was playing while I was holding on.
Oh, really?
Keep holding on. Bizarre.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, can you...
True.
Yeah. Just move on.
How was it not Lips of an Angel? That's what I want to know.
Should have been.
Should call back. Can you FM back announce that for us? Like if you were proper FM back announcing.
If this was a real program.
Yeah, and then throw to a contest that you may have done on your sex show.
What's the... Come on. All right. Avril Lavigne, keep holding on right here at... Triple M. I almost said the frequency, which wouldn't work in all states.
No, that's okay.
No, where's the sex bit?
Throw your sex competition.
Coming up next, Candida.
What was that?
What was that?
I don't know. Isn't that some sort of sex issue?
A competition from your sex program that you used to do.
Oh, okay.
The up late date show.
Yep. The late date show.
Yeah, okay.
The late date show. And coming up next, honeymoon disasters. Something like that.
We should point out the show was axed and Richard was sacked.
Yeah. Found going through the bins the next day out the front.
We rescued him.
We did. Mm. We did.
To bring him back. And now everyone wants him.
Yeah, I know.
People fighting for his services.
Mm. Not everyone.
What a Sinatra-style comeback.
Oh. It's amazing.
Yeah. What have you got there, Richard?
We've got an email.
Yeah, have
fantastic,
we?
On Caperl.
Yeah. Caperl, this is our idea. Whole nation wearing capes for the month of April.
Whole month.
It's from Matthew. He says on 19th of March he's heading off to the Caribbean for a few weeks of cricket, then going to the United States, New York, Washington, Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and finally the home of the Cape Graceland.
Is that right?
And he was wondering if, with all of our talk of Caperl, if we wanted any happy snaps of a get this listener wearing a cape, cavorting about Graceland in a cape.
What I want is photographs of him cavorting New York and the Caribbean in the cape.
Everywhere. Yeah.
See, that's the problem.
And then burying the cape on the grounds of Graceland.
Yeah, people would expect a cape at Graceland.
Yeah.
The idea is capes where you wouldn't expect
to
see them.
Exactly right.
Major surgery. All the surgeons in bright lime green capes.
That's
people
nice.
People directing traffic with capes on.
Now we're talking.
That sort of thing. Reading the news in a cape.
Oh, lovely.
We also need to come up with a positioning statement for Caperl as
well. Yeah, what are you working
What's
on, Richard?
Positioning statement?
Caperl, are you capable?
Are Are you capable? Give yourself a round, Richard Barsley.
Give yourself the fudda-da-da-da.
That's good. Billboards. Are you capable? What about just a month for March? Just are you capable? Nothing else on the billboard.
Really good.
Just rendering the
really
public
good.
Mystified.
Really
for a
good.
And then we boot it home.
Bang.
With the capes.
Bang.
This is so good. It'll probably never happen.
We have to get Hawkins involved, don't we? Isn't that the way things work around here? You have to get Hawkins or Wall involved for it to have any legs.
Bingle.
Bingle.
Brett Lee.
Bingle. Lee.
You know
these are the
happen.
Names we're looking for.
It'll be Ugly Dave Gray. That's who it'll end up being. So many broken promises on this show. Ideas that have gone nowhere.
Here we go.
Ed Cavalli claimed to be writing a power ballad the other day. One of our greatest songwriters.
And writing a power
Dave
ballad.
Dave Graney has contributed lyrics. And so far, you've yet to have it arranged.
It's hard. It's hard work because I can't write songs. Look, and Dave's written some amazing lyrics.
Yeah.
He's told me how to pronounce them properly, but until I get the
music.
Yeah, that's it. But how do you know what pace it's going at? What's that called?
I don't know.
The meter?
Yeah, the tempo.
The tempo. Until I get the right tempo, then I don't want to muck it up.
Okay, so you're still not willing to reveal these lyrics.
No, they're too good for me to muck up. Here we go. No, hang on a second. Right. Zach's got a month for us. Pongtober.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
Table tennis. All through October.
Have you got any of our positioners for that?
Yeah,
people love hearing them.
I know.
A whole month of table tennis. I don't understand how that's, you know, I can understand the tournoi could come back for a whole month.
He says that everyone plays every day and then there's the final is played on the last day of October. I think he's suggesting that you're constantly playing table tennis no matter what you're doing.
Oh, right. What a fantastic month that will be. And Pat Benatar will be singing live in the studio.
Benatar.
Here's what Dave Graney has sent us. A flyer for Howard Jones touring RSLs of Australia.
Oh, no.
Howard Jones, the man who'd like to get to know you well. And if you remember, one of our listeners emailed us to say that they went along to see him in, I think it was Manchester.
Yep.
And his parents were selling merch on the front door. I'd like to think that they'll be there.
Yeah, I do as well.
I'd like to think they'll have capes on.
And that that Howard Jones' mum and dad have perhaps woven beanies. They're selling them all. They've made all the clothes. That'd be nice.
And wearing new romantic eyeliner.
Lovely. For those unfamiliar with Howard Jones' look, how would you describe it?
Oh, sort of parachute shirt, stripy David LaRoth tights, and just way too many cents. Not as many as Nick Kershaw.
No, it doesn't have the guts.
But getting close. All right, what do we have here? A series of events that really none of them have gotten off the ground.
No.
Better ideas, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Let's have some next. Get this. That's Santana and Rob Thomas. Get this around the nation on Triple M. A lot of people supporting the idea of the table tennis tournament coming back.
Who did that song? Whose song is that?
Bronski Beat.
Of course.
Do they have any other ones?
Yeah.
Yes, Small Town Boy was a big hit.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Richard's got his Bronski Beat t-shirt on today.
Oh,
I don't know
is.
The answer to
well,
that.
Well, they're suspenders.
People have been emailing about this film, Balls of Fury. It's a ping pong movie about the unsanctioned, underground, unhinged world of clandestine ping pong tournaments.
See, my problem with that is there's nothing particularly dangerous, you know? Like, is it Wrong Bet? The original Van Damme movie where he has to put he's got sticky tape all over his hands and he puts it in the shards of glass and then they start boxing.
Yeah.
I can see why they banned that. Table tennis. Yeah. You know, it's not that tough, really.
Was that in Weekly's?
Yeah.
Did that move? Was that a mover at the video shop when you worked there?
I rented all of Van Damme's movies chronologically and watched them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what did you notice? Your observations?
His hairline. As his hairline receded, the darker it got. Until the end, I think they were just painting with texture his hair for the first 3 inches on his head. Yeah, and as he got older and could do less and less kind of stunts, we got more and more just like shots of his face looking menacing.
Yeah.
And then someone doing a roundhouse and then back to his face.
Yeah. See, I saw James Brown live towards the end, and he'd be getting up towards the dancing bit.
Mm.
And you're going, how's he going to pull it off? How's he going to do the splits? And he'd just go and stand up the back. Four women in American flag bikinis came out and did all the dance moves. While he's up the back, you know, texting somebody. I'll just be up here in your own time.
To be honest, that sounds better.
That would have worked for the Van Damme
scene. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Just for the fighting scene.
Whenever the bad guys come.
He goes and leans against a crate, does his emails.
Ladies come out.
Yeah. Gus.
String quartet comes out.
Oh, hello.
Bang.
Bang.
Okay, so watch it. It has got a thriller element, though. Balls of Fury. FBI agent Randy Daytona is sucked into this maelstrom. Oh, look, I don't... No, that's very poor. That's got straight to video written all over it.
Straight to weekly written all over it.
Balls of fury. Here's an email I've received from Ian. He was talking about We were talking about phraseology the other day. Odd phraseology.
Yeah.
A small cubicle at the bank being described as a customer studio. Yeah. Dead people in the Gulf War. Non-operative personnel. He's got one for us at his work. He heard this phrase. Interfaces with a public utility. That means plugs into a PowerPoint.
Oh, there we go.
Or has sex with a parking officer.
What?
Would work with that, sorry.
3 seconds?
Very poor.
My mother is upset with me because yesterday I said that her best friends in New Zealand were Steve No Teeth and Steve No Shoes.
Yeah.
She called up and said, that's not true. They called something else. But she's got a new best friend.
Who's that?
Well, the other day, I don't know if I've ever told you this yet. She was standing outside and she saw a guy with all tats and stuff who always hangs out the front of the building.
Right.
And a couple of times she said to him, and he's always smoking, and she said, hey, can you wander off? You know, they can't just hang out the front smoking all the time. And they're running some kind of illegal, like, hostel in the building or something like that.
Yeah.
And he kept going, no, get lost. The other day he came up to her and he said, look, I'm really sorry. I was cross with you. I've been in jail. Everyone can pretty much tell. And no one will let me forget it. And Mum's like, oh, I'm not really like that. You know, I don't care if you've been in jail. And he goes, oh, okay, good. And she said to me, and then I stopped and I realized he's been in jail. He'd be a really good gardener. So she... So she's brought him upstairs, and now Mum and him spend Tuesday afternoons gardening together.
Is that right?
And yeah, when's new best friend.
When's the special day?
I'm not sure.
She got him knocking up some number plates
Well, at the moment, I have to call him, at the moment I'm only calling him Uncle Johnny the Shiv, but it might be Daddy Johnny the Shiv pretty soon. Here's hoping.
Add him to the list.
The funniest thing is, if we had the next family event that we had, everyone shows up, Johnny the Shiv shows up, still in the shorts, the thongs, no shirt with the fag hanging out, no one would even bat an eye. They'd just say, pass the sarsaparilla, your name is Johnny the Shiv, good on you. We're related? Great.
Moving on, smokers out the front. You know when sometimes you wish you had a camera? You know when that happens?
Yep.
That happened to me one day. I saw
tennis.
I don't mean on the end of your shoe.
Oh, right.
Richard. I once saw a whole bunch of people standing around having a smoke out front of the Quit building. And that's when you want to have your camera. Are we running over? Are we running late? All right. There's so much more to get to on this show. But our sponsor for this half hour, please. Can we hear something, some applause, something for this bloke here?
What's his name?
I've got it written down.
Give him the...
He's from Japan. We have listeners Japan, in Osaka, Japan.
How are you?
Here he is here. Shane.
Couldn't remember the Japanese.
Shane.
How are you?
It's breakfast in Japan. We are a breakfast show.
Great.
They add Battle of the Sexes for when we go out in Japan. Shane Walsh. I'm listening
Walshy.
In... He says, I'm listening in Japan, the true home of upskirting.
Right. Thousands of years old.
Visit my website for proof. I don't think we'll be doing that.
Up kimono.
Something like that. Up sumo. All right.
Whoa.
I think it's time to move on.
Get this.
Leaves most of us gobsmacked. Most of us gobsmacked.
Brought to you by Shane Walsh. Happy upskirting, Shane.
What is the McDonald's Costa Zoo Happy Meal? I don't know what that is.
It's a meal and a punch in the face.
Hello, everyone. If you're listening around the nation, I'm sorry if you're mystified that commercial wasn't in all states.
Mm.
And in some states, the commercials are still going and I'm talking over them. Brain-snapping bargains! That'll confuse them. It's Get This Around the Nation. Myself, Tony Martin. Ed Cavalier's here. Richard Marsland.
Mm. Music expert.
He is a music expert.
Yeah.
I reckon you've got to fight Alan Bro.
Yeah.
You mean physically?
Physically. Both physically and on a music trivia level.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We're challenging you to fight Alan Bro.
Yeah, come on. But you talked about this yesterday, maybe forming some sort of quiz where we could quiz off.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
saying? There's got to be a physical combat component. There's got to be it's a knockout element to it.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
Some sort of gladiatorial arrangement, maybe with giant...
What's your
poles.
Achilles heel? What's your weak sort of spot, music trivia-wise?
I don't know a lot about... A lot of hip new music.
No.
See, my sort of music.
Hey, what do you know about Chic Chic Chic?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
What
really?
Do you know about Sig Sig Sputnik?
I know a little bit about Sig Sig Sputnik.
Didn't they do an album that had ads on it?
Really?
I didn't know that.
An album that actually they sold commercial space on their album.
So at what point does it stop working for you, Rich?
About 1999, year 2000.
Oh, that's when it goes.
I'm a bit of an old man with my music taste. I don't really like much of the new stuff.
See, bros across everything.
Yeah. I know, it's incredible.
I reckon we can beat him. I reckon we can take him down.
I reckon.
Pavement. You love Pavement. We mentioned Pavement the other day.
Oh, and what is this? You guys go on and on about this Pavement.
People know Pavement. People you know? Remember. That was them, wasn't it, Richard?
Yeah, what's that song? I know that song.
Yeah, Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. Probably their biggest hit. It just grazed the top 60.
How did it go?
That was the album.
The name of the album.
Oh, right.
But what was the song?
What do you mean?
The thing about the second drummer.
Oh, the second drummer drowned in his telephonic sound.
Yeah, there you go. See, he's ready to go. You are ready to go. We can take bro.
Come on, bro.
I think that's the lyric. I mean,
come on, Alan, bro, if you're man enough, get your ass in here.
Yeah.
Take on the Marsland factor.
And then Brazilian jiu-jitsu to finish it off.
That'll do.
That's just all on the like ground. That's just groping. It's just a grope fest.
Can we have a specialist topic or is that too niche?
No, it's just general. It's just questions could come from anywhere, from listeners, from passers-by, from us, of course, and then Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
See, Alan Bro is a big fan of magnetic fields. I don't know enough about magnetic fields.
Well, you could better start learning up, buddy.
Swatting up.
We will accept anything except further use of the word niche on this program.
My apologies.
Let's get to some actual music, can we? What have we got?
We've got Bowling for Soup, 1985.
Bang, there's some music trivia.
Yes.
One of the many smash hits for Bowling for Soup. Here, get this. Around the Nation on Triple M. Let's go climbing. Everybody. Mountain. That's where we are. Today, our topic is telly movies. Why is this, Ed Cavalier?
Because I saw on your Today show this morning that I think they're planning an Anna Nicole Smith telly movie already, and they're big Hollywood producers are clamoring over themselves to get the rights to the movie, and they're working on who's gonna play her.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon, perhaps. They're talking about the original monster, Charlize Theron.
But they always talk about these movies, but then they end up being something, you know, some really crappy telly movie.
They sure do.
He actually said that. He's like, well, I don't know if I see it as a biopic or like a television movie.
There was that one of Marilyn Monroe that was shot in Melbourne called Blonde.
Oh, really?
And they shot about like 6 shots in Hollywood and then the rest of it was in Melbourne. So you'd see Marilyn Monroe in the back of a convertible going down that street with all the really tall palm trees in Beverly Hills, and then she'd overtake the camera and then they'd cut to the gloomiest, rainiest, most Camberwell-looking house you've ever seen. There was just endless number of Australian actors.
Yeah,
just
that's always the giveaway, isn't it?
Just running in and saying, 3 more minutes, Miss Monroe. Shocking.
Joe DiMaggio emerging from the MCG.
There was a good one with about the Three Stooges, which was made here. I'm just watching it, and then Rachel Blake walks on. You go,
Blakey.
So, there we go, red flag. It's obviously an Australian movie.
And wasn't Russell Crowe? They were trying to get Russell Crowe. The Farrelly brothers wanted Russell Crowe to be Curly.
You're kidding me.
This bowling ball shall land upon my head in this our merry England. That'd be great.
Okay. So we know Anna Nicole's coming, but surely Chappelle's got one.
Yes.
Surely. I mean, with these new revelations.
Mercedes. Jodie Power. What a casting bonanza.
Well, I've got some ideas.
Let's hear them.
We know it's coming. So Jodie Power, look at her. I reckon Peter O'Brien. In a week?
Yeah, maybe.
What about that? Okay, Chappelle Corby. Yeah. It's got to be Jake Busey. No, Chappelle. Mercedes Corby, Jake Busey.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Chappelle Corby will be someone like Cate Blanchett.
Well, I reckon Rowena Wallace. Look at her. She looks just...
That's unfair.
She looks like her. She looks
Rowena Wallace?
Yeah.
As Chappelle Corby.
She looks like her.
That is poor.
Slap a wig on her. She looks like her.
No, it's got it.
Come on, Tone.
She'll be much more saintly. It'll be Cate Blanchett in a sort of nun's outfit, just worshipping at a single candle in the corner of the scene. That'll be the
poster. I'm going to cry. Who's Eddie McGuire going to play, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Bang Bang? Eddie McGuire is as Bam Bang.
It's fine.
Now we're talking.
I'm still back on
Jamie Drury as the boogie board.
Oh, okay. Apart from TV hopeful Jake Wall?
Jake Wall as man crushed by truck in opening scene.
We've gone off the rails. I'm still back on Anna Nicole. Who's going to be playing that old guy? That's going to have to be a job for master makeup technician Rick Baker. He'll have to be fully animatronic.
What about the guy that plays Gollum? What's his name?
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, he'd be up for that.
So they do.
Jeez, you were said with contempt in the studio, wasn't it? You guys hate him.
No, we were fine.
You hate him, right?
Well, he spends a lot of time with all those balls on him.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Because he did
yeah.
King Kong as well. Yeah. Hey, he's pretty good. He was in that Kate Hudson. He was in some film.
He was in that Kate Hudson, was he? You're talking nonsense.
What a bombshell. Jesus.
Oh, my God. My God. It's a blaze with tattletale. What about, I tell you, we need a Todd and Brandt kind of
TB.
Where's that? Where's Shaft of Hope? Surely that
winning
should be
awards.
On our screens by now.
Well, the animation's off to winning some awards.
Yeah,
the one
we provoked is doing well. But what about a real Todd and Brandt telly movie? I'm thinking.
See, but that would be good because Shane Jacobson. Who plays Kenny?
Oh, yeah, he'd be very good.
What do you reckon?
He'd be perfect.
Because he'll watch it. It's like Snap.
That's Todd.
Yep.
And then Dave O'Neill, Brandt.
Great.
It's ready to go.
What? But the theme at the moment is game shows. Perhaps we could turn it into a game show.
Yeah. Todd and Brandt down a mine is a game show.
Well, that's all they're making at the moment.
I think it needs musical numbers. I think that's we want to see Todd and Brandt down there singing a whole new world.
Did you dare close your eyes?
A whole exciting point of... No. And then you cut to upstairs.
Yeah.
And everyone's crying. Naomi's on the corner crying and joining in. A whole new world. Koshy in the back of the ambulance. A whole exciting point of view.
Everyone at home? The people at home?
Everyone. Eddie signing a check. A whole new... Wouldn't that be good?
Get together. Get together the cast of Hey Dad. Back in the house. Cut to them.
And just a muffled singing from down the mine. And Bill Shorten in his bomber jacket.
The short.
Doing the high notes.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Singing harmony.
You're not a fan of that song, though, are you?
No.
Have you got a problem with it?
Well, yeah. It's a bit of a legend around, you know, people I know. I love it. It's an inspirational classic. But I went back to watch the original. Have you got a tape of it here?
From Aladdin.
This is the original.
I can show you the world.
The original.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Yeah, it's a bit sort of Broadway.
The singing's better.
Yeah, no, I can't. It's too much jazz hands in that singing. That's what I can hear. Do you reckon Richard Marsden could do it better?
I reckon he and I could do it better.
Both of you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to kick off Rich, and then whenever you feel the need to come in, I'd love you to.
All right.
Here we go.
Take it away, Ed Cavalier and Richard Marsden.
I can show you the world.
Oh, that's beautiful, Ed.
Thank you.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
I didn't know you could see.
Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Anytime, Rich.
Hang on, that's you singing. How can you be talking?
I can open your eyes.
I'm a beatboxer.
Now it's just clearly a recording.
Wonder,
you've broken
wonder,
it. You shouldn't have spoken.
Over, sideways and under.
There's no way out of this.
Rich, when are you going to come in? I can't beatbox forever.
That's me.
Yeah. It's now the next hour. They've done the news already.
What?
Loser.
Okay.
If you're singing it, you can't just start talking while you're singing.
I spoke in between the lines.
Unconvincingly.
Really? I thought I timed it quite well.
That segment is shattered on the floor like a big chocolate egg.
I'm going to blame Pots and Pans Dower.
No, did you tell him to bring in the Jordan?
Yes.
But earlier, you should have moved
it earlier. I said bring it in straight away.
At least this argument won't be prolonging the segment. This is such poor radio.
I can't believe that didn't work.
Is this going out to air?
No, that's not my fault.
We need the listeners to save this segment. Who do you reckon should be the subject of a big-ass telly movie? Call us
you
up.
Try and make fun of Marsden, and you're the one that comes out looking bad.
It was too elaborate. There was too many meetings for that idea.
Yeah, it was too many meetings.
All right. Half-assed.
I'm going to try less. That's the motto.
It's a lesson for young players.
All right. Have a sandwich. Call us up with your ideas for a telly movie. Who should there be one about? 1-333-53. Ah, yes. That's Dumb Things. Paul Kelly here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. We're saying who should be the subject of a fancy-ass telly movie. Who have we got on the line, Zed?
Hi, John.
G'day, guys.
What are we thinking, mate?
I'm thinking Ray Martin starring Ed Cavalier as Ray Martin.
Oh, yes. Because now that Eric Banner's gone Hollywood, we need someone else with a huge helmet of hair.
Whoa.
A popular helmet of hair.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I reckon I could play Ray.
Yeah. What other qualities, aside from the hair, would he need there?
Well, he pronunciates well, doesn't he? And he gets the job done. He says he's going to do something and he does it.
Mm. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Yeah, I mean, John's having a go.
Ray Martin hosting in Current Affair, just surrounded by snacks.
Welcome back. Chonky Plumbers. Next.
Thank you, John. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Hello there, Chris. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, mate. How are you?
Oh, good, good. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Australia's finest export, Peter Foster.
Mm. Yes.
Played by old Mickey Malloy.
Oh, Mick Malloy, the greatest Peter Foster. It's mostly leaping off jetties and bridges in your underpants.
We could use the old Tough Love billboards. Just change the name.
Loves
it. That's a great idea. Anyone else you think? I mean, who are the other players in the Foster story?
Well, there's Samantha Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Someone would have to play her.
Who do you think?
She's getting a bit on in the age now.
Oh, yeah, a bit old. Rowena Walls?
Yeah. No, but someone would
Carrie
have...
Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann to play Samantha Fox. That's
Jordan. Jordan has got to be.
What about, what's her name? Kirstie Alley? She's about the same size by now.
There we go.
Okay. We're talking to a casting guru here.
Genius.
All right. Peter Foster telemovie, that's got to happen.
That, for sure.
What would it be called, though? Leap of Faith. Something like that.
Hello, Scott.
How you going?
Good. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking a good one would be Pauline Hanson.
Yeah.
You've got it all. You've got the rise to power, the growing following, the horrible fall, still hanging around, and then you reveal that she's actually part of the shadow conspiracy she's trying to get rid of.
It's true. It's very good. There's a lot of elements, and of course, dancing as well in there.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Scott, big question. Who's going to play Pauline?
Mate, I've been trying to rack my brain. I just cannot think of anyone that would be able to do it.
It's hard. I've never been able to get a really good lookalike for Pauline Hanson.
Donnie Most is all I can think of.
Donnie Most! Ralph Mouth! Happy Days!
What's wrong with that? In the earlier days. That's all I can come up with.
Oh, well, that's as good as any. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Hello, Stuart. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Now, what are you thinking?
Shane Warne.
Yes. Now, who's going to play him?
Jules Lund.
You know what? Shane Warne.
That's got network. They'd love that.
Yeah.
That might happen.
That's got synergy.
In the background, all you have to do is put a Mo on Big Ed and put him in as Merv.
Merv.
You're in all of these.
I'd love to play Merv.
That's fantastic. And how does it end, though? Because it's sort of an open-ended sort of scenario. Yeah. Is he back with Simone, do we know?
I think he marries Simone, so Lara Bingle will start calling him.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
You can always go to be continued and make a sequel.
Oh, that's true. But as I understand it, Shane has got back with Simone because he really missed having someone to cheat on. That was a romantic idea.
Hey, Stuart, who's going to play Simone?
it's
the second cast.
You could make
Naomi Robson play that one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, more dancing. Fantastic. There we go. All right. That's pretty good, and that will probably happen, that one. Who have we got? Oh, someone. There's some odd suggestions coming through. Who have we got next?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
How are you, guys?
Good, thanks. What are you thinking?
I got your casting choice right here.
What do you
got? Chappelle is Chappelle. Dave Chappelle as Chappelle Corby.
Dave Chappelle as Chappelle Corby. That's fantastic. And what would his catchphrase be?
Something to do with weed, most likely.
Yeah, well, what was his catchphrase when he was Rick James?
I'm Chappelle Corby, bitch.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm Chappelle Corby, bitch.
There you go. I'm Chappelle Corby, bitch. That's great. That is fantastic.
Thank you, Paul.
Cocaine is a dangerous drug.
No, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That's it.
Hello there, Dean. How are you?
Good. Tone?
Yeah.
Got it all sorted out for you, mate. Don't worry about who you're thinking of for Paul Hanson. Ronald McDonald, mate.
Ronald McDonald.
Like
Pauline Hanson.
They're both clowns, you see.
That's a good idea.
Clowns, and there'll be snacks for Ed in his supporting role.
If you don't have to do her makeup. Ronald comes with makeup already done. Thank you very much, Dean. Kevin, where have you been all our life? Tell us who's going to play Pauline.
I was going to suggest Julia Gillard.
Oh, that'd be an interesting dichotomy of concept.
Have you seen Gillard treading the boards? Can she act?
Oh, I've got no idea. She's putting on a bit of an act at the moment.
There we go.
Oh, yes.
One other one I was going to suggest was Cheryl Curnow.
Cheryl Curnow, as a telemovie or to play Pauline?
Yeah, as a telemovie.
All right.
With
Gareth Evans?
Nolene Donahue?
I was singing that.
Hang on. You're saying Nolene Donoghue as Cheryl Curnow.
Kind of worked.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Pretty old reference.
Too many good ideas.
I was going to suggest Rodney Rood as Kim Beazley.
That's a great idea.
Rodney Rood as Kim Beazley. Have we got any Rodney Rood there? So it would obviously be Kim Beazley on his frog sack tour.
Thank you, everyone that called in. We could do this. We could do this forever. I think someone's suggesting Fatty Vaughton to play Pauline Hanson. That's not bad as well.
He'd frock up for that. What do you reckon, Rodney? There you go. It's the former leader of the opposition, apparently. This has been a very confusing segment. Thanks to everyone who contributed. And we'll be back in the next hour with Cal Wilson.
Get this.
Collecting welfare and breaking hearts along the way.
Brought to you by Philip Taylor, who had the sunburn story the other day. It was quite funny, you remember.
Do what I want because I can. If I don't, because I wanna.
It's the classy second hour.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored because I'm gonna.
Oh, get this. And Cal Wilson's joined us, Ed.
Yes.
Hurrah.
Genesis. She's brought a book.
Genesis. I bought a book. I bought reading material.
Oh, it's going to be so literary this hour. Blatant misnomers. That's what we're going to talk about. Errors of judgment. Things that are just plain damn wrong.
Like Brittany marrying Kevin, that sort of thing.
That could be a segment right there.
I think I misunderstood that.
Yeah,
when you said it in the office.
No, see, when people say things that are just clearly wrong.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Someone said to me the other day, "Oh, you can use any bit of music in something if you just use 7 seconds."
Is that right?
Yeah.
You still hear that from radio industry professionals.
No, I don't think so.
Is that like when I had my little car accident the other day and took off the indicator of the car and the guy came up and goes, "Oh, you did a good job of that." is that a blatant misnomer?
That could be a misnomer. It's one big fat misnomer in this hour of Get This.
Hey!
Oh, how much do we love Hinder here at Get This?
From
the Nation on Triple M.
So sweet.
Cal Wilson's here. She's a big fan of the lyrics.
Yeah, I think every woman loves to be in the position where you find out your boyfriend's talking to his ex going, "Well, I'm getting some, but it's not the right some."
Except the thing is, you know, that's number, we joke about it, it's number one on iTunes, that song.
That's all Ed's doing.
And I was saying that, and then Cecilia on the phones pointed out, yes, but Achy Breaky Heart was number one as well.
I bought that.
I'll bet you
and
did.
I loved it. And
I'd like to hear a mashup of those two songs.
And you mastered the dance, I'm sure you did, Cavalier.
Maybe.
Cal, thank you very much for inviting myself and Mr. Marsden, our producer Nikki, to.
And I invited Ed as well. He just didn't show up.
Yeah, to your engagement soiree on the weekend.
Prior engagements, what can I say?
A prior engagement
to the engagement.
I love stuff on Cal.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that he told Richard Marsden after the show yesterday not to mention on air. What's going on there?
Oh. Hey, Cal.
Can we have another break now so I can hear about that?
I did not.
What?
You did so. You took Richard aside after the show.
I did not.
And said not to mention your
friend. Do you know how they've got your kitten wall?
Yeah.
From Canada.
Can we tell everyone listening?
Yeah. Ever again on the show.
Can we go? Yeah. What's at kittenwar.com?
Are we on Kitten Wars now?
Yeah.
So we've got it away from the Canadian ambassadress.
And what it is... How would you describe the cat that's winning at the moment?
Hang on a second.
Kitten Wars is a site.
I have to look
at
it.
It's a war
okay.
between kittens for the prize of being the cutest kitten.
So this cat. You could describe it dryly as being a small grey kitten held in someone's hands, but I would call it...
Cat lovers.
That's pretty much what I did.
I used to be one of you people, and then I married into a Labrador family. I've defected to the other side.
I wanted you just to say, "I married into a Labrador."
There you go. Wouldn't be the first time.
You've got a kitty cat door on your house.
We've
also got the lot number on the...
Yeah, that's a bit sad. Well, what happened was we bought two numbers, and we liked one more than the other, and so we've put the second one up above the cat flap. And I'm trying to find an A.
Oh,
so it's like,
cute.
You know, the flap.
Yeah, that's cute. Hey, you told me a great story about your Labrador. You are turning me, Tone.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Labradors these
days.
They
love a laugh. It's endless material.
But what about you were telling me that she's got a great vocab. Look, cat lovers, we're obsessed with how they look.
Yeah.
Dog lovers are obsessed with like their supposed personalities.
But there's not a lot of conversation with a cat.
No, there is.
What conversation? Like,
the dog's up to about 80 words, I think, now.
Really?
Salt and vinegar chips.
Russages. Russages.
Oh, he doesn't speak them, but identifies them.
Yeah.
We'll fetch the lead.
Yeah.
Just go fetch your lead. We'll run and fetch the lead. Then we just got it down to, you want to go to the park? And now
got
it's just
it down to
literally. What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Wow.
It knows to go and get its lead.
And so has that come out of it listening in on a conversation you're having on the phone?
It's taking. Yes, it's me calling my accountant.
Oh.
It's taking notes. The Labrador will take notes. And no spelling can spell words.
What, like B-A-N-A-N-A?
Well, no, can't spell them, but we'll know. So you go, going to the park, and then a new park. Yeah. So then we have to go P-A-R-K. And then it goes, hang on, I don't know that. That's either pork, which would be good as well, or park.
And how excited does she get?
Nuts, goes, just runs round and round a circle, turning into butter. That's what it does.
Do you think though that she's just picking up on your body language because you're going, like you're over enunciating or being a bit excited yourself? I don't want to break, you know, spoil the magic.
Good idea. If you just sat quietly reading and then just sort of, you know, put your magazine down and said, "What are you wearing?" and then put it back up, would she know?
Oh, well, that'll be an experiment on the weekend. It's Sunday afternoon gone. But what sort of conversation can you conduct with your cat, Cal Wilson?
You can go, "Ow, ow, get off my face." You can do that.
Goal.
They come to a whistle. I whistle them in. That's
really?
Pretty smart.
Oh, that's
good.
That's cute. That's cute.
Yep.
Not as cute as Bitsy.
That's okay. This is a ginger one that is eating its own paw. So, and this one will be described as a...
This is... Oh, dear, oh, dear. Please visit kittenwars.com.
It's kitty porn. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. We are going to get into that book you've brought in.
Great.
Can I
name the title?
Name the title. Oh, sizzle it up.
It's called... It's 100 years old. It's written by John Lobb, and it's called The Busy Life Beyond Death.
We're going back into the annals of literature. Next on Triple M. Ah, that's Natalie Imbruglia with Torn here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Imbruglia, of course, being the plural for a number of imbroglios. Trivia fact for you. Cal Wilson is here. She's brought a book.
I did. I bought a wonderful book in a second-hand shop, and it's called The Busy Life Beyond Death, which I found fascinating because it has many beautiful chapter headings like The Spirit World. Where is it? Turns out it's Wodonga. And it has all sorts of things like chapters like The Puzzled Dead, Women, Her Occupation After Death, that sort of thing, Photographed After Death. Which I thought was interesting because it would be like an extreme version of Stars Without Makeup.
That's true.
And then it's got a great one. It's called The Drunkard's Entrance into Spirit Life, which I figured would pretty much be, Jonesy's here! Crack out the beer! Something like that. And also it tells you how spirits manifest themselves with clothes in the spirit world, which apparently takes three of them to do the ectoplasm but feel the quality. Like it's just a bizarre book. And there's this other great title, a chapter title in it, Unreasonable Phenomena Hunters. Which I thought would be like CSI. Maybe it's the next version of
CSI.
What do
they do? What do they do?
I think they're just phenomena hunters who are a bit unreasonable. No, I want to see that in daylight.
Yeah.
And this is from 100 years ago.
100 years ago. It's got some great, beautiful things in it. A Visit from Grace Darling, Her Work After Death. Grace Darling, the sailor's friend. Stops people from drowning.
I thought you meant.
Drowning in loneliness, perhaps.
Ow.
I had in New Zealand and a much older relative, no longer with us, who was, I was told by one of my aunts that she was run out of Auckland for entertaining sailors.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what that involved.
run out of Auckland.
Yeah.
Chase with the sticks and the...
Yeah, this is like about 100 years ago.
So awesome.
When sailors were easily entertained.
Look at the birdie. Look at the little birdie.
You mentioned the drunk business.
Yes.
We have been talking about Police 10-7, which is New Zealand's version of Cops. It's shown on Foxtel. Do you watch that, Cal?
Every now and then.
Do you? Have you ever seen Henry the Drunk?
Oh, is he the one that's always there? He's always the drunk guy?
I think he might be. Have a listen to a bit of his work.
He just got up and said, "Get the f*** out of my house before I pay you back." The reason was he thought I was fiddling with his woman.
There's a lot of fiddling.
Fiddling with his woman.
Fiddling with his Mormon? Or...
It's another segment entirely.
Yes, we're very protective of our Mormons back
home. So what is the point of this book? Why would 100 years ago somebody have picked up a copy of that? Just to get in touch with the spiritual world.
Yeah, well, it's got pictures of people who are dead.
So they're ghosts.
They're ghosts. That's not someone that's got a pale complexion.
Have a look at this here. That is a photo of a bloke with a ghost.
Wow, that's a gent.
And there's another ace photo in there of a guy with a full-on red Indian and full headdress and everything like that standing behind a pot plant.
It's amazing how the idea of a ghost in a photo was just someone with a sheet over their head pretty much.
Yeah, and and posing as well. And this guy's kind of... Why would he be sitting in a chair with his hand up to his ear like... What's that noise?
It's going. She won't stop talking. She won't stop talking, I think, because she's standing behind
and
him.
The ghost knows to get into frame quite. It's a very
it's
professionally
amazing.
Posed ghost.
But this is a good point that John Lobb raises in a touching scene. It augurs well for sorrowing ones that private psychic circles in the home are becoming as frequent as afternoon teas. A little while hence, and our departed friends from the other side will occasionally drop in. And one of the children who may happen to be in will call out, "Father, Mother has come. Make haste. She can't stay long."
Wait, the kid's dead mother.
Yeah, he's popped in for a cuppa. Can't stay long, Dad. No. Get out of the garage.
She's on quite a schedule. Got a lot of haunting to do. Where are the scones? Okay, I mean, obviously we've moved on in society now. We don't believe in that sort of nonsense, do we?
Lots of, and also a communication with Shakespeare, who admits that he's far too busy to have actually have written all his plays and that Bacon did some of them.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah. Bill's Ghosts. In here as well.
It's funny how he's found time in the afterlife to pop down and just clear up his publishing rights. That's fantastic. No, those are for Bacon. I didn't have time to do this when I was there. Credit those checks to Bacon.
I can't believe it's not Bacon.
All right, is that literature for one show?
Yeah, that's literature for one show.
I think we've got to get back onto safer ground. Blatant errors of fact.
Well, play another song so I can, you know, get back to Kittenmore.
Yeah. We'll do that. And she was. That's Talking Heads at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Just a reminder to visit the Get This website.
The union has described the site as a death trap.
Oh, that's just wrong. Our website isn't a death trap.
Not at all.
How did that happen? There's lots there. What is there? Cal Wilson is here. Mm. And I think you can go to our website and see Cal's gallery of gifts that she gave us.
Amazing.
Still sitting at pride of place on my desk.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh, you didn't like it enough to take it home.
It has no home. That's the problem.
That's one of those things. Thanks, I'll keep this at the office. But I'm okay.
It's at my place. It's up on a special podium at my place.
Yeah. Where's it? Yours, Rich? In like a glass case that rotates with lights?
It's on my work desk at home.
Whatever.
Fantastic.
Wow. What else is on that work desk at home?
Yeah.
What other projects are up on blocks at Chateau Marsland?
Yeah. The sex show live on stage.
You and Bessie Bardot back together.
You and B. Bardot.
Working out the synopsis and treatment for the new series of Erotic Stars coming up.
Oh, yeah.
On Foxtel with Bessie.
And practicing for your bout, your music trivia smackdown with Alan Bro. That's what we're going to try and do. Who do you reckon would go best? Marsland v. Bro.
It depends on your area. If you were to do sort of obscure, slightly depressed New Zealand bands, Alan would win.
I'd be in trouble. All I know is the Mutton Birds.
They're too cheerful. No,
they're much too cheerful.
No, we're talking all JPS and the Chills and the
Bats and that lot from down south. You'll be across that, but you'll get him on...
People with weird haircuts.
There you go.
Ramones rap songs.
Yep, Didi Ramone, Funky Man.
Yep.
Hey, don't peek too soon, fella.
Okay, sorry.
Two blokes in their dressing gowns, ready to go head to head. Blatant misnomers. That's what we were going to talk about here. Things that are just wrong. Listen to this. This is what I read. I can't believe that this could be true. Almost one in three Britons thinks that if a woman jumps up and down immediately after sex, she can prevent pregnancy, a survey revealed.
That's wrong.
It's blatant.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Maddie.
We haven't heard that yet. That was great.
Jumps up and down. I always thought it jumps up and down. I mean, obviously, that's a round of applause. That's a thumbs up. If she's jumping up and down.
Good job.
But have you heard that before?
I'd read that and I did go, God, that's a lot of really dumb English people, isn't it?
I hadn't heard it before, but it.
A third of people believe that if you jump up and down after sex, you can't get pregnant.
A third.
But what's the theory?
Probably haven't got time to go into all that now.
Oh, right.
You used to be a show for that.
Did you cover that one on the best?
Yeah, I'm sure we did,
Did you?
The advantages of post-coital leaping.
Yeah, wow.
Those women in The Price is Right audience, they're clearly sexed up. They're clearly being preventative. Okay, that's the kind of thing we're looking for. What are they called? They used to be called old wives' tales.
For some reason.
Things that are just wrong. Let's mention one before, that you can use 7 seconds of music in anything for free. No. Not true. Don't know where that one started.
Is that like the...
That's wrong. It's blatant.
Sorry, Cal.
Sorry. Stepped on your little Mr. Howard.
Step away.
The thing about if you leave food on the floor for less than 17 seconds, it's not
three.
Journey.
It's three.
Is it three?
Five at our house.
It's three.
We had 17.
First second, the germs kind of work it out. The second two, they're coming over. By three, they're onto it.
It's about 4 weeks for our Labrador. That's still good. That's got another week to really get up to speed, that one.
Does your dog do this in front of visitors? Because my cat does. The floor is completely clean, but as soon as someone comes over, the cat goes around and pretends to eat stuff off the carpet.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, look at this. This is going to annoy them.
Our dog will just be staring at the fridge, focused, just for hours, waiting for it to be open. And then you'll discover that what it's thinking about is a single crumb that's under the fridge, just out of tongue reach. That's what it's like. But hang on, misnomers. Got one, Mr. Marsland?
Well, I'm just worried about the segment. Maybe it's there's a misnomer going on here.
Because
like, with the title of the segment. Because isn't a misnomer an incorrect title for something?
I don't know.
Rather than an actual wife's tale? I just want to ask the question.
That's wrong.
It's blatant.
Is that, did you work that out? Did you go and look that up?
Isn't a misnomer like something like the wrong name for something?
We just like yeah, sound, it's a good right. sounding word. Misnomer. It's got the word gnome in it. Yeah. I like it.
Competition use, for garden gnomes, you know?
Joe from Algester has emailed in and he said that he went to Sizzler and he ordered a meal. There's your first problem.
What do you mean?
You don't order a meal at Sizzler. You go the all you can eat.
Of course, yeah.
A massive bacon cheeseburger with chips, thanks for the detail, as well as a salad and drinks bar. But the time my meal came, I had filled up on too many fillers like pasta, cheese toast, and fizzy drink. I was too full after the meal and could only manage a little bit of dessert.
Right. Where's the misnomer there?
How many times do we have to go over it, people?
That's wrong.
It's blatant.
Exactly right. Pasta? No. Cheese toast? Definitely a fizzy drink. Why would you want to fill your stomach with gas when there's literally buckets of bolognese where you just stick your face in it and slurp your way to victory, man? A little bit of dessert. Where I come from, the soft serve machine. What you do, Cal, is you get the soft serve machine and they've got the salad bowls. They're bigger than the dessert bowls. Right? You get one salad bowl filled with soft serve, a second salad bowl just filled with things you might like to sprinkle
on
it.
Top. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I thought you might just lie under the soft serve dispenser part.
They kick you out.
Oh. Right? You've got to
they
run
kick you out if you try things like that.
A corset. What about if you ran a course? Right way, wrong way at all you can eat.
That'd be great. Like an adult education course. A teenage education course.
Yeah. All you can learn with Ed Cavalier. All right, misnomers. Anyone else got one they want to get out of this?
I find that if there's a shop that has fashion in the title, like Lucy's Fashion Wear, there's never any fashion in the actual shop. If you have to say there's fashion, there is none.
Yeah. All right, we want to hear about your misnomer. Anything that's just wrong, something you've heard that's clearly wrong wrong.
One of my flatmates spilt tea all over the couch yesterday
and
said, that's okay, and just sprayed it with air freshener.
And that works?
That's wrong.
It's blatant.
Apparently.
Okay. The number to call is 133353.
Get this.
That is foolish.
Brought to you by Azamondo, the truck driver who hauls dirt.
Let's get this. It's around the nation on Triple M. I think you'll find myself, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalier's here, Richard Mars is pushing buttons, and adding a touch of glamour, Cal Wilson is here.
A touch of glamour on the radio.
As we, well... canvas blatant misnomers. Shardy from Leichhardt has called. Had to go. He's got a job. Some people have jobs. Many of our listeners do
crazy
have jobs.
Idea.
Sanity.
I had a call yesterday from, not a call, like a, what do you call it, email.
Yeah.
With his words printed on some paper for you.
Yeah, okay.
And it said, I'm a huge fan of your show. Me and my wife are unemployed. We sleep in till 11. We get up. We have a couple of joints, listen to the show, and go back to bed. That's our get this listenership.
That's a full day.
They're right behind
back us. Back to bed.
Nothing like that for Shardy from
Sorry
Leichhardt.
If we're keeping you up, guys.
Yeah.
You get the podcast and listen whenever you wanted to. You need to catch some Z's.
Shardy, who isn't in that category at all, has spotted a vending machine with Braille on it. And he reckons so you wouldn't know what you were. But you would. It would be sort of salt and vinegar chips.
Well, they have them on ATMs as well.
Do they?
Braille on ATMs.
Vending machines. Vending machines at your ATM. I'll have $60 and a can of Coke.
That's handy. Who have we got on the line, though?
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good, yeah. Talk us through it.
Oh, look, just being a truck driver, I sort of get around a bit, and just doesn't matter which industrial area you go to. Mm-hmm. All the takeaway food shops, they're gourmet. It's flashed around, like... I don't see anything gourmet about dim sims and chicken schnitzels that look exactly the same wherever you go.
That's wrong.
It's blatant.
That's true. You just can add the word gourmet to anything now, can't you?
Charlie, the other thing that I've noticed they've started doing, which really gets to me, is the old sort of metal trays where they keep the ingredients. If they put a piece of lettuce underneath it and put it in a basket instead of a metal tray, then that can add gourmet and $2 to the price. Yeah. It's just me. Thanks, Charlie. All right.
I thought you guys hung up on me or
something. No, Charlie.
You know what? That's the thing. You know, you call it talk back, but you guys just talk and talk, and you don't give anybody else a chance.
Is that right?
You
know?
Oh, he's turned.
That's wrong.
It's blatant.
Well, I guess that's true. We do call it Talkback Mountain. But we hate it when it veers into sort of AM country, because then I find myself saying, not on my watch.
And before you know it,
give us a call. About the flag. Are we talking about the flag in Australia?
You've driven Charlie away.
I have.
He's gone. Charlie's actually gone.
What I love is even the listeners are saying we're talking too much.
I know.
Do you think there might be an element
of... the music jury.
An element of truth?
Maybe.
Let's go to a song.
Yeah.
What have we got, Mr. Marcel?
Rip It Up.
Oh, yes, that's nice
is good.
And fast.
It's fast-paced.
Jet. Oh, yes, that's Jet. Get this around the nation on Triple M. Cal Wilson is with us. And during that song, Richard Marsland actually injured himself on his own pen. What did you do, Richard?
Oh, well, you know those... is this really interesting? Is this something?
Let's find out.
Those pens with four colours, you know.
Yeah.
If you, you know, you push one down, yeah. And then if you you know, are biting it like a normal pen,
yeah.
And you hit it in the wrong point, then
bang.
It fires back because it's got these mad screws inserted
it's
in it.
It's like a beer trap.
Yeah, these springs are just like a coiled
cat. Where'd it get you?
Yeah.
Right in the teeth, in the lip. I've got a fat lip.
Be warned. Multicoloured pens are a potential death trap. Be careful. It may snap back in your face, especially the green one. Be warned, Richard Marsland.
Thank you. Thank you for that message.
It's a safety issue. Blatant misnomers, things that are clearly wrong. Who have we got on the line?
Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Talk us through it.
Well, look, my husband's family believe that you can't eat bananas before you go to bed, otherwise you get an upset stomach. But
that's wrong.
It's blatant.
Is that true, Ed? You would have tried this?
I don't eat bananas.
You don't eat bananas at all.
No, you're quite frightened of that then,
no,
are you?
No, too sugary.
Yeah. Is your husband right, do you think, or is this just some kind of childhood fear of bananas?
I don't know about a fear of bananas, but, yeah, I don't think it's right. I think you can eat them.
What about a bottle of banana liqueur? Okay, good.
It's
just
supposed,
me then.
It's along the lines of the cheese dreams, isn't it? Like, if you eat cheese before you go to bed, you're supposed to have bad dreams.
I thought that was pizza. Pizza dreams. I dream of pizza
cheese
anyway.
On the pizza.
So.
Yeah, Ed is actually dreaming of pizza right now during the broadcast.
Mine a slice. Thank you, Jill. Hello,
we'll
Jono.
Test that one out. Sorry, Jono.
Yo.
What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's more of a conspiracy. It's about the every time you look in a jewellery shop, there's a half-price sale.
Yes.
that's right. Wrong.
It's blatant.
Do they ever have things at full price, do you think?
Well, I've never been in a jewellery shop that didn't have a half-price sale. Mind you, I'm not that often in a jewellery shop.
I was going to say, how often are you...
yeah, just got my balaclava on, day at the office. And, you know, the best and safest way to buy jewellery, I think, is on the internet.
Definitely.
And just wait till someone emails you, possibly from the West Excelsior Company. If you get an email headed, real gold making, opportunity authentic... Jump on it.
I'd say life savings in that one. Thank you, Jono. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good, mate. What are you? What's going on?
On the weekend, I'm from Melbourne. I was in the Gold Coast on the weekend. I went past half a dozen mini golf courses, all claiming to be the best in the world.
Isn't that true?
That's wrong. It's blatant.
When we all know that the only one that is actually the best in the world is the one on the Gold Coast Highway as you're leaving, just before the motel with the tennis racket sign. Have you played that one?
No, I haven't. I just couldn't decide. I was clouded with choice.
Yeah.
And what makes that one head and shoulders above the rest, Ed?
Baffling rolls. It looks flat, and if you walk along and slide your hand across it, it looks flat. Mm. But as soon as you hit the ball, it's coming straight back past you into the car park. Yeah. Unbelievably difficult because it looks simple.
I played the one in Warrnambool.
Oh, yes.
On the holidays. Fantastic.
What is it more kind of obstacle-based or kind of geometry?
Plenty of obstacles.
Is that right?
With a little bit of geometry, but nothing really, you know, insane, but a good bread and butter.
That's what I'm after. I don't need your big... I don't need, like, you know, Captain Nemo swinging a fish to try and knock my ball away. All I need is difficult geometry.
I played Jurassic Park mini golf in Niagara Falls.
Is that right?
And I got a hole in one.
On which
really?
One?
The big Stegosaurus guy hole.
That one's easy.
And is Ryan still there? You there, Ryan?
Oh, no, he hung up.
Oh, he's hung up. Yeah, of course, yes. We were just waffling on. And so often is the case. Who else has got a misnomer?
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
What's going on?
Fine.
Actually, I think disequent's a bit of a misnomer, isn't it? You know, misnomers about, you know, something having the wrong name, and all the things people ring up are just about weird things.
That's wrong.
Are you Richard Marsland putting on a voice by any chance, Alex? Alex, well, what would you call it then?
I don't know. I don't know, things that's weird.
Okay.
or like what Tony would say, something that isn't quite right.
Okay, well, all right.
Will you be heading back to bed at the end of this broadcast?
No, I won't be. I need to get back to work, actually.
All right, Alex. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. Finally, hello, Troy.
Callers are turning on us.
I like the segment being called Things That Are Weird. That gives you a lot of scope.
Troy, talk us through your things that are weird.
Troy.
I call for misnomers, mate. This is confusing. Troy, give us your misnomer.
My qualm is with all these vegetarian chicken meals in Chinese restaurants.
Blatant. That's wrong.
What are you thinking?
Well, chicken, is it grain-fed? Does it make the chicken vegetarian? Or is it?
I thought it was vegetarian like stuff, like nuts and tofu, pressed into chicken shape.
Well, could be, but I doubt it.
Oh, that's not possible, is it? Is that right, Troy? Troy, did you know they have...
They call chicken nuggets made out of tripe, don't they?
Really?
Wow. Made out of tripe?
I can't. Made out of tripe?
This has been the most antagonistic segment we've ever done.
I bet that was common knowledge, guys.
It is now, thanks to you, mister. Thank you so much, Troy.
Not a lot of common knowledge in this studio.
No.
But we're going to wind up the show with politics. Do you want to do that, guys?
Love sure.
To. Let's do that next. And that'll be Train. Jupiter winding up another round to get this. Around the Nation on Triple M. Cal Wilson, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
Thanks for having me.
We're running late, but we did promise politics. We do some hard-hitting interviews on this show, Cal.
The hardest.
Yeah, you probably get all your political information from this show,
don't
you?
Yeah.
Do you remember what we did earlier this week, guys?
No.
We spoke to the Prime Minister. It wasn't one of those dodgy ones where we play around with tapes.
Nope.
It was an actual interview with the real Prime Minister. Mr. Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tony, and let me say it's great to finally be here in person instead of that ridiculous impression you normally use.
Yeah, sorry about that. You really seem to have stirred up some trouble this week with your comments about the war in Iraq.
Yes, look, there was nothing offensive intended in my comments about Barack Obama, who I don't think there's anything remiss in a fellow coalition partner commenting about the situation in Iraq.
Yes, who are the other members of that coalition again?
Well, there's the British, of course.
And who else?
Well, I think Alaska is behind us.
Well, that's just one of the United States, surely.
Yeah, but it's not actually touching the others. Hawaii are on board.
Prime Minister, are you suggesting that if Barack Obama were to be elected and withdrew US troops from Iraq, you'd be willing to retain an Australian contingent?
Well, that's a hypothetical scenario, but certainly there are unique Australian programs that would benefit the Iraqi people.
Such as?
A tidy town scheme,
right.
Properly implemented and enforced, wouldn't go astray.
Uh-huh,
perhaps
yep.
A few days of total fire ban could be introduced into the Iraqi calendar.
Maybe.
Regular visits by John Farnham could be beneficial. Statues of Don Bradman on every bombed-out corner to inspire the population to rebuild.
Yep, sure.
You know, a few less mosques, a few more Bunnings warehouses would be a step in the right direction. The Iraqi people need to learn to assimilate to the ways of their occupiers.
Excuse me, Tony.
Yes?
Yeah, if I could cut in. If you're doing John Howard's voice,
yeah.
How is this working? Because you're here live.
Well, obviously, my bits are pre-recorded.
Right. But hang on. Are you following a script?
Of course he will. Alan Jones has been flying the flag for him for some time.
Mr. Howard, we seem to have got out of sync here.
Dozens, apparently, Tony, according to Tony Abbott, if you'll pardon the expression.
Ed, you've thrown us out of sync.
Sorry, Tony.
Of course I've never tried down-blousing from the upper house, Richard. What an absurd suggestion.
No, of course not, Prime Minister. Guys, I think I can get this back on track.
Yes.
Mr. Howard, if we could cross now to Kevin Rudd. who has this to say to Tony.
If the Prime Minister wants to be hairy-chested about this matter, Tony, then perhaps he'd like to explain to the electorate why he's been dragging the chain.
Yes. An unclear point well made.
Sorry, are we back on script again?
Yes, Mr. Howard.
You sounded like Cavalli f***ed it up for a second there.
I'm sorry, Prime Minister, we can't condone that sort of language.
What, can't I say f***? But how are you f***ing beeping this if it's f***ing live?
No f***ing idea.
Hang on, I am actually live.
I was recorded last week.
If the Prime Minister wants to be hairy-chested about whether we're live or not, get f***ed, Rudd.
Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. Here's f***ing Hinder. Oh, no, there's not going to be any of that.
We've had him.
We've had our dose of Hinder for the hour. Cal Wilson, what can you plug? Surely there's something.
I'm going to plug me Adelaide Fringe Festival show. Up there, Cal Wilson.
Oh, that's a top of you.
Nice.
That's coming for the Adelaide Festival.
Right.
I'm
not.
It's the final show for the week, so I must thank Richard Marsden on the buttons, down in the basement somewhere, Matt Dowell on the pots and pans, Cecilia on the phones, fantastic
sweet
work,
action.
And holding it all together with string and sellotape, our brilliant producer, Nikki Hamilton.
How did she do it?
And I must thank Andrea, the lovely Andrea in the technical department, who mic'd up that string quartet
class
yesterday.
Act.
Very class act.
And thank you to the string quartet for coming in.
Dave, anytime you want to return. In Cavalli, too much fun as always.
Tone, you're the best.
And our key phrase today, I think it was, well, one of our listeners, Alex.
I know, I don't think that's weird.
And we'll be back on Monday with Damien Lovelock.
Yeah.
And it's all thanks to as yet nobody except possibly Ted Blurn. Now it's allowing you.